Stuart McSwain, the King of King Island 1500 metre Olympic finalist, will be running in the Devonport and Burnie Miles, and he joins me now. Good morning, Stewie.
Good morning, Martin. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm really excited to be back at the carnivals. I think it's going to be awesome to have live crowds, and I'm excited to get back there.
Yeah, I reckon, yeah. Well, thank you for your time. Let's just talk about Tokyo, first of all. I mean, I think it might have been your first Olympic experience, and to qualify for the final of the 1500 metres is an amazing achievement in itself, so you must be quite proud of that.
I think going in, obviously any Olympic Games, it's obviously pretty difficult. Every competitor is so good at that level. So to be in the final and be right in the mix was pretty satisfying. But, I obviously gave it everything. I had to try and win a medal. But at the end of the day, I left the track knowing I gave it 110%. So, I gave it everything on the day.
But looking back at the replay, you don't think you would have done anything different if you had the opportunity?
I think I ran the race that suited me best. Unfortunately, I kind of was in a good spot until about maybe 350 to go and kind of ran out of legs that last lap. But, I kind of put it all on the line and, I walked up the track knowing that I gave it everything.
And not long after that, you ran a half marathon. So, you're noted for 1,500 metres, 5,000, 10,000 metres, but you're looking at distances a bit further out now.
Obviously that was my first half, so that was a new challenge, especially because I've been running a lot of 1500 mile distances. So, I still think I'm a 15 to 10k guy, so I'm hoping to do a few more of the longer stuff this year, but I'll be focusing on the shorter stuff during the carnival series over the mile in Devonport and the mile in Burnie.
Yeah, now because you were overseas, you didn't get a chance to come back and defend your Burnie 10 title, and I know that was disappointing for you, but you can't be in two places at once, I guess.
Yeah, unfortunately I missed Burnie this year. It just didn't line up just because I was still overseas. The season went a little bit longer this year because of the Tokyo break. So I didn't get back for Burnie 10, but I'm hoping I can kind of save that form and hopefully I can run pretty well in both Devonport and Burnie at the end of this year.
You mentioned there in the intro about how excited you are to get back and run in front of crowds in Devonport and Burnie. You know, I know that the crowds are, a big factor in things like when you broke the four-minute time for the mile in Devonport, for example, in 2020. I mean, the crowd really lifted you that night, didn't they?
Yeah, obviously, I think the crowd makes a massive difference. I know when I'm out there racing, how I race depends a lot on how that crowd support is. So I'm hoping we'll have big crowds in both Devonport and Burnie, like we have in past years, and I think it's going to be a pretty amazing event to be involved in.
And you've got a big year coming up next year too, because you've got the World Athletics Championships in Oregon in the USA, and also the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham in England. So the carnival's always an important start to your year, and I guess no more important than next year.
Yeah, obviously we've got a huge year with the Commonwealth Games and World Champs coming up next year, so there's no better place for me to start my season. I have in past years down at the Carnival Series. It's a good test to see how my fitness and my training's going early in the year. So hopefully if I can run two good races down there, it will hold me in good stead leading into a big 2022.
Okay, now I did hear a whisper that you may be going to run a marathon at some stage in the near future. Is that right? Or is that just a nasty rumour?
At the moment, I'd say it's a pretty nasty rumour. I think I'm still a few years away from trying to run a marathon. I think I'll stick to the shorter stuff to at least hopefully after the next Olympics, and then I don't know, I might one day have a crack at one, but yeah, I kind of enjoy the shorter ones. They're probably a bit easier than the full marathon.
Well, you're 26 at the moment, and I think they say that marathon runners and distance runners sort of don't really mature until they're about 30, so you, I guess looking forward, you've still got a fair bit of your career ahead of you.
Hopefully, yeah, I'm hoping I've still got a few more years of the shorter stuff before I even think about looking at the marathon, so I'll never say never, but we'll wait and see. Hopefully not for at least a few more years anyway.
Good on you, Stewart. Congratulations once again on making the Olympic final. It's great to have you back for the carnivals next month. Looking forward to catching up with you then, but thanks for your time this morning.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot for having me on.